This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The city of Chicago is enacting a hiring freeze to help close looming budget gaps. Chicago Budget Director Annette Guzman announced that freeze today. My colleague Tessa Weinberg reports no details were immediately provided on how long the pause might last and how many positions will be affected. The freeze will be paired with restrictions on non-essential travel and overtime, but excluding public safety operations. Officials say this will help close a $223 million deficit before the end of this year and a nearly $1 billion budget gap for next year. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is expected to outline his proposed budget next month. A Cook County commissioner is hosting a public hearing about the lack of public transportation in the northwest suburbs. My colleague Kristen Schorsch reports the hearing starts at 5:30 tomorrow night at Northwest Community Hospital in Arlington Heights. When Maggie Trevor was in high school, she says she worked at Sears in the Woodfield Mall and her family had one car.
The fact that there was a bus that could get me from my home in Rolling Meadows to Woodfield Mall and back again that ran until Woodfield was closed is what allowed me to work there in high school.
When she moved back to that area, that bus route didn't even run on the weekends. Trevor says she hears from a lot of residents about how hard it is to get to work, school, or local food banks without a car. She says she wants more PACE bus routes so people can travel between suburbs. The Chicago Sky will finish the WNBA season without star Angel Reese after she had a sidelining wrist injury. Sky head coach Teresa Weatherspoon says Reese's presence will be important for the team moving forward, even on the bench.
She's been a voice all season long, so there's no need to change it now. She's been talking out the entire time. It's the encouragement from the bench and what she sees from the bench. She was pouring into her teammates. It's always important. It's important to keep your voice valuable.
Coaches say there's no timeline for when Reese will return to full strength. Chicago has a one-game lead over the Atlanta Dream for the eighth and final playoff spot. There are five games remaining in the Sky's regular season. And people who live in the Irving Park neighborhood on Chicago's north side want to know why the Park District hasn't moved ahead with plans to add lighting to the basketball courts in Horner Park. Block Club Chicago reports those courts go dark at about 8:40 in the evening when adjacent areas for tennis and pickleball light up for the night. A plan to earmark $20,000 for basketball court lighting was approved in March, but nothing's happened. Michael Merchant is the Chicago Park District's chief strategy and engagement officer. He heard neighbor testimony at a meeting on Thursday. He says he'll report back in a month. Weather, sunny skies, a high in the low 80s today and then partly cloudy tonight with a low near 60 and sunny and very warm tomorrow with a high in the mid 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.